Hey everyone, welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Lifted Podcast. My name is Peyton. Happy Monday or whatever day you guys are listening to this. I hope you guys are having a great start of the week. As always, before we hop in, I would ask if you guys could please give this podcast a positive rating and review. If you guys don't know, that is how these platforms actually share it to people who have never seen it before, similar to how the algorithm of like TikTok put things on for you pages and Instagram has its explore page. Podcast platforms share podcasts based off of their positive ratings and reviews, so it would mean the absolute world to me to help us grow. Hey, welcome back to another episode. I am very excited for today's episode because this is just something that I have no notes in front of me. I'm just going to talk about, and these podcasts are always my favorite to listen to. So I hope you guys enjoy. And I don't know, this has just been on my heart for the last couple weeks. So I'm really hoping it's because someone out there needs to hear it and it resonates with you. So for today's episode, I wanted to get into the topic of being woke versus no longer accepting the human experience. And what I mean by that is I feel like today we are so fast to praise people for having these strong boundaries and crazy high standards. And absolutely, like, have those high standards. I have high standards. Like, if you want to be in my life, like, you know, you can't treat me like garbage, because, you know, high standards are important. But I feel like today we're so woke in personal development that we're no longer allowing people to just be human, including ourselves. So say, like, I don't know, I feel like we're just so fast to be like, oh, they did you wrong, like, cut them off. And it's like, okay, like, what if they genuinely made a mistake and now you're just gonna cut them off? That is what I mean by we're not allowing people to just be human, and human error is normal. And especially with dating relationships, I feel like especially today, we're so fast to be like, okay, they didn't check this box today. That's one of my red flags. So I need to leave. I need to break up with them. And it's creating these like unrealistic expectations for relationships. And it's just causing resentment between genders, between friendships, between just people in general. It's like we're putting ourselves up on this pedestal, because, like, would you want someone to cut you off after you make one mistake, or maybe you make one selfish move and put yourself first? Like, I don't know, I feel like we're all so fast to put ourselves first, and then we're shaming other people for putting themselves first, because now we're like, oh, like, they don't value me, so I need to cut them off. And it's like, put yourself in their shoes. Maybe they were doing something that they thought was best for them at the time. Even if it was a selfish mood, like, you need to realize that everyone's human and we're going to make mistakes. But before we get too far into it, if you guys are new here, this is the Lifted Podcast. So in the start of every episode, I share something from the previous week that lifted me, whether it be, you know, just a good experience from the last week, a piece of scripture, a quote, you know, an event, anything I'm looking forward to, just something that just bettered me the last week. So I am very excited to announce, actually, these next two, I believe, next week's podcast. I'm pre-recording today as well, you know, after I just let my voice take a breather, because I don't want it to sound all like cracked. But these next 2 weeks of my life are absolutely huge for me, and I'm very excited to share everything. I've been not keeping secrets from you guys for months and months, but I've just been keeping things under the wraps. But there's a lot coming up soon, and I'm going to share with you one of the things that I just started this week, actually, that kind of has to do with some of this. But yeah, next week's episode is going to be just everything going on, so look forward to that. Make sure you subscribe to the show if you're a first-time listener. Also, follow my social medias, because I am posting daily pretty much on TikTok and Instagram, whether it be stories or reels. And TikToks, I post like 2 to 3 every single day. So definitely, if you want to be nosy and keep up with me, those are going to be the two platforms that I would highly recommend it. But yeah, this previous week, I actually started a new certification. I don't really share my certifications very often, but I am a certified personal trainer, a nutrition coach, and a certified virtual coach, all through NASM or NASM, whatever you want to call it. But I branched out this week and I joined this women's health certification program because I've been really, really diving into all of that, if you guys haven't noticed. And I do so much research on my own, but I just wanted to kind of have something. I'm not the biggest advocate for just piling on certifications because I do believe that learning the information that's going to allow you to help people comes from a lot of personal experience, knowing people with those experiences, and your own personal research. But I definitely think certifications are a phenomenal way to add to that information and doing research on your certifications to make sure you are learning what you need. There's a lot of certifications out there that I genuinely wouldn't be an advocate for. I know there's a lot of different like life coaching certifications that don't really teach you too much, but this women's health certification goes into so much that's going to help me so much with future plans that I'm going to talk about next week. But it goes into period problems, which if you guys come from my TikTok, you know, that's kind of what really started to gain a lot of traffic on my account is talking about period stuff. So it goes into PCOS and endometriosis and, you know, all the different phases and what your body needs at different phases. And it goes into premenopause and menopause and pre and postnatal stuff. It goes into postpartum stuff, pregnancy. It goes into the mental aspects of, you know, health and fitness of women, of, you know, advertising being targeted towards us, of body image and, you know, our relationship with food and our relationship with others and companionship that women need a lot more than maybe like men when it comes to fitness. Yeah, I'm really excited. I am on chapter 3 right now and I've already learned so much more than even just like my personal training certification. So I'm very excited to continue both my own research and that certification process to put out the best content for you guys. And yeah, that was my lift of the week. So now back on topic of the episode, I first want to talk about boundaries and what they really are and what I truly believe that they should be compared to what they have turned into. And I feel like today, when we are talking about boundaries, it is so highly promoted to have these strong boundaries. And that is the case. I truly believe that boundaries are very important to, you know, be able to value yourself as well as being able to help people, because, you know, if people are constantly taking from you, you won't really have much left to give. However, there are some things that you need to do if you are in a relationship with another human, whether it be platonic, romantic, or family, that is going to require you to do things that you might not want to do, because it is part of a relationship. Is it can't just be all about you all of the time, because I want you to reverse the roles. If you are having a really important event in your life and you need someone to be there for you, it is the biggest sign of love that even if that person is busy, that they come rush to help you because you matter to them. Just as good as that feels to you to know that someone would drop something that might have been important to them to go make sure you're okay, why on earth would you not want to do the same? It does not matter how inconvenient something could be. There are some things that if you are in a relationship with another human, are just things to do for that other human. You are not meant to be selfish in all of your relationships, in any of your relationships, and not all the time. If it is your friend's birthday, if it's your friend's anniversary, if it's something big, a wedding, this is a big money thing too. You probably don't want to go to the store and spend a bunch of money on that. But it's about the courtesy and it is about the point of like what that means to that person. It is not about your wallet. It is not about how you feel. It is about your connection to that person. I truly believe that personal development has gone so extreme, and I feel like it's just disconnecting us from other humans and honestly disconnecting us from ourselves, because humans need community. Like, that is something we need. We have hormones that get released from love, from being around others, that are important to our physical health just as much as our mental health. We thrive in communities. No matter how antisocial you think you are, I promise you need other human connection. So a healthy boundary that you can practice is going more into, say you have someone who just drains and drains from you and pulls, maybe limit the amount of time that you're spending with them. So if you are in a friendship and they want to see you and they want to do something like 4 or 5 times a week, or you have those specific friendships that, especially in your younger years, like, it's a very situational friendship where it's like those are your like party friends and they want to go out like every single weekend. Set boundaries of your time. You don't have to cut people off just because they're not aligning with who you are right now. Or if someone says something that hurt your feelings or triggered you or made you just not feel good, or you sense that they kind of gaslit you a little bit, maybe manipulated you a little bit, I want to tell you that a lot of human behavior is not intentional, and we are not purposely going into a conversation trying to gaslight someone. It tends to be more of like a habit and something that we do as like a stress response and like an attachment style response, is that gaslighting. So instead of just being like, oh, wait, like they kind of just made me not feel valid for my feelings, they must be a narcissist, I'm gonna cut them off. How about, crazy idea, why don't you have a conversation with that person and be like, hey, I know you probably didn't mean anything by it, but I just wanna let you know that when you said XYZ, whatever, it really bothered me because I felt this way. How much easier is that if they are a genuine person, which I think is so also just a big situation today. People think people are so evil. I truly believe most people at their core are good. So if they have a soul, they're probably gonna understand where you're coming from. And no, they're not gonna be perfect at it and no longer doing it, especially if it's been a habit for them for years and just no one's called them out on it before. If you bring it up to them in a way that is loving and being like, hey, like, just this really bothered me, they're gonna want, it's gonna be on their conscience more to try to be better. All right, so now let's talk about standards. High standards are very important when it comes to relationships, both romantic and platonic. However, if they do not check every single little box that you have, I'm not saying to settle, I'm saying that there's a good chance that those boxes that you have in your head might not actually be ideal for you. So if you're just not giving someone a chance because of a little thing, you are creating crazy unrealistic standards. And let me explain what I mean by that. There's a difference between standards and values. Those are non-negotiables. You want someone, like for me, obviously, like, when it comes to my boyfriend, like he needed to be a Christian and, similar values of like someone that I could see myself raising a family with. That those are immediate non-negotiables. But there are so many little things that I think a lot of people don't realize is that everyone has a different love language. Everyone was shown love differently as a child, and everyone was praised for showing love a different way as a child. So a kid, say like their parents had a different love language and they showed love differently than your parents took and received and gave love. Obviously, you guys are gonna have different ideas of how you show your love. So if you're expecting your partner to have the same exact love language as you and show you love in the exact way that you think you want it, there's a really great chance you're not gonna find that. I'm gonna give you a really big example is I am a big words of affirmation girl, and the way I give love is acts of service in a way of like gifts almost. So like I love like writing my boyfriend letters and baking for him, and like Easter showed up with like a little basket for him, and like I love that, and I love spending time together, and I love going to do things together. And like that's completely different from like how I want to receive, because I don't want to receive gifts. That's not where I feel loved. I feel loved with like words of affirmation. And then he shows me love by acts of service. And it took me a while in the beginning to feel that, because that's not a way that I was ever really understood as, because it was like, I always wanted to do things myself because of just like, you know, independent girl boss era, but we're so over that. Yeah, that's like actually one of the most harmful things that have happened to women is that era, but that's a side note for another day. Anyways, like it took me a while to receive that as like how I'm shown love. And same ways, like he's a big quality time guy. So I'm doing these like letters and baking and stuff, and he's not perceiving that the same way that it would be if I just showed up out of the blue and like rearranged my schedule to just spend time with him. Like that's how he feels love. So like even if we, you know what I, you know what I'm getting at? Like everyone is just so different, and it comes down to how you were raised, how your friendships were, how your parents received love, even like teachers and like little interactions and stuff like that. Like that shaped us as children. So before I just like continue going on a tangent, I was intentionally trying to make this a shorter episode. But yeah, that's kind of just what I wanted to talk about today. It's just a little perspective change of like, are your standards, you know, good and high? And are you setting healthy boundaries? Or are you pushing people away and not allowing people to just, you know, be themselves and be human? You cannot expect people to be perfect, just as you don't want others to expect you to be perfect. So that's my little food for thought today. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Like I said in the beginning, I hope you guys give this podcast a positive rating review. If any of this resonated with you, share it, you know, anything to help it grow. It genuinely means the entire world to me because I love this platform. I love podcasting. It truly is my passion project. Just being able to sit and talk. It's so just like raw, and being able to communicate in this way is one of my favorite things, as well as just listening to podcasts. You know, because social media can be so filtered and like just as real as I try to make it on my platforms, you know, longer forms of just audio content is always going to be just more pure and more authentic, because, you know, I'm sitting here in a big t-shirt and a ponytail about to go to the gym because I'm not worried about what I look like right now, and I can just sit down and talk, which I really, really love. I am so beyond excited for everything that is going down soon in my life. So I'm very excited to share next week's episode, like I said. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss it. You know, catch up on any old episodes that you haven't listened to. And yeah, I'm gonna just leave you guys there. I hope you guys do something this week that lifts you or someone else up. And I will catch you guys next week. Bye.